A mine can't legally operate in Alaska unless the owner makes financial assurances it can pay for remediation. Basically, that's cleaning things up to a point that satisfies regulators.
Here in Alaska, we require that mines put up a full reclamation bond that shows that a mine can clean up its mess, and that is not required in British Columbia.
Heather Hardcastle is with Salmon Beyond Borders, a group that campaigns against transboundary mine pollution. Her group has been urging Alaska's governor to demand the same from British Columbia. On Wednesday, she got her wish after Governor Walker penned a 2-page letter to his counterpart demanding financial assurances.
This letter, in multiple paragraphs, mentions it multiple times. So it makes it very clear that financial assurances are a priority for Alaska.
Ephraim Froelich is the governor's fisheries advisor. He said recent contacts between the Walker administration and BC's Minister for Mines made it apparent the province wasn't enthusiastic about adding that requirement.
And so that it made it very clear the governor had to make Alaska's position crystal clear for the other side.
Salmon advocates like Hardcastle applaud the new position.
It's much more forceful in tone than previous letters, and I think it perfectly encapsulates the frustration that all of us are feeling right now with British Columbia and Canada.
The frustration is also felt by some in the Walker administration. That's because there's precedent for mine operators in BC going bankrupt and walking away. Just upstream from Taku Inlet near Juneau, the former Tulsiqua Chief Mine across the border has been leaching acid runoff for decades. The Taku River is an important salmon fishery in southeast. Meanwhile, there's a booming mining sector in BC with additional metals mines being proposed just over the border.
We're not going to be able to have confidence in British Columbia's reclamation abilities of these mines that they are permitting at a pretty high rate if we do not see Tulsiqua Chief be remediated and be cleaned up and properly dealt with.
The Walker administration's days are numbered. Froelich said the letter states Alaska's position clearly for whoever occupies the governor's mansion next month.
We would hope that whatever administration comes in next takes a strong stance.
The BC Premier's office referred questions to the Ministry of Mines, which didn't respond by deadline. Calls to the Mining Association of British Columbia weren't returned. Walker's letter comes at a time that BC is reviewing its mine reclamation laws. Public comment is accepted through November 8th. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.